Bernie is not going to take it silently anymore. We have Joe Manchin, the person from West, the senator from West Virginia. He has likely the first or second poorest state in the country. People that are dependent on, because of bad state management, not bringing industry, not educating their people, not doing all the things that are necessary to have a vibrant citizenry, they need the support from the Biden to make a better economy. They need that. And he's one of the objectors. Well, he's not saying what he wants to take out of the bill. But, you know, Bernie's been nice. Bernie's been trying. And he finally has had it. I want you to take a look at this, and then let's take it on the other side.
Thanks very much on a busy day for being here. I just want to say a few words about some of what's going on. And as chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, I want to say a few words about the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that a number of us are fighting for. And I'd also like to make some brief comments about what Senator Manchin said earlier today. Senator Manchin, as I understand it, talked about today about not wanting to see our country become an entitlement society. Well, I am not exactly sure what he means by that. Senator Manchin has been extremely critical of the $3.5 trillion proposal that many of us support. In fact, 9 out of 11 members of the Budget Committee support. But the time is long overdue for him to tell us with specificity, not generalities, we're beyond generalities, with specificity, what he wants and what he does not want, and to explain that to the people of West Virginia and America. Look, it's very easy to use vague phraseology. My concern with Mr. Manchin is not so much what his views are, I disagree with him, but it is that it is wrong. It is really not playing fair that one or two people think that they should be able to stop what 48 members of the Democratic Caucus want, what the American people want, what the President of the United States wants. That would be my position. So Senator Manchin has a right to fight for his point of view. He has not only a right to be heard, he has a right to get some compromises. He's a member of the Senate. But two people do not have the right to sabotage what 48 want and what the President of the United States thought. That, to me, is wrong. We need some specificity here. It's not good enough to be vague. You want to cut child care? How much do you want to cut child care? You want to cut climate? Cut climate. What? How much do you want to do that? Tell us with some specificity what you want.
We no doubt about it. Bernie got upset, and just about every one of those senators who support the Build Back Better bill, they understand the frustration, both from Sinema and from Manchin. But Manchin is the one who goes out and said, I don't want to create an entitled state. Well, you already live in an entitled state because your people are living off of the government already. But these programs that we have in the Build Back Better programs, these are things that are not going to keep you there, but gives you the type of financial assistance so that you can move ahead. It's not all that difficult to understand. What is difficult is realizing that some of your benefactors are going to have to pay for it because they have extracted so much out of America. They have extracted so much out of the middle class. They have extracted so much out of the poor. Look, their wealth isn't theirs. Their wealth is money's not paid you. Their wealth is the waste that they've dumped into the streams of West Virginia, filling them up with mercury, lead, and all these other heavy metals, etc. That's their legacy. Their legacy is theft, pilfer, and extraction. And it is time to get it back. And Build Back Better is just a tiny fraction of what should be recovered.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please. Join.